This is LW Spot 2715. There's an ancient fable I want to tell you today. Hi, this is Larry West. It's ancient, but it's as up-to-date as this morning's newspaper. I guess you could call him Kung Fu, the student, I mean, in a faraway place. One day, Kung Fu was walking down a lane with his teacher, and the young man said, "Teacher, I want to learn." At that very moment, they came to a stream of water. Without a word, the teacher plunged the young man's head under the water and held him there. In a moment, the teacher released his pupil and asked him, "When you were under the water, what did you want the most?" "Air, master," the young man said, gasping for it. "So," the teacher said, "if you would learn, you must desire learning as much as you wanted air while you were under the water." You know, in our world of computerized conveniences and materialistic mobility, where we've got everything at an instant's touch, it's hard to be hungry for anything. What we people in this society of ours are demanding these days has changed drastically from 100 years ago. You know, 100 years ago, people, much like this student I told you about, people wanted to learn. They wanted to know all the whats and the whiches and the whys. Today, we want something else, it seems. What we are demanding is comfort, is peace of mind, is happiness, even at all costs. We are affected and hurt because someone in the family is strung out on drugs. We're concerned because Dad drinks too much, or that Mom smokes too much, or that the kids are running around with the wrong crowd. We're facing divorce. We're wondering how we're going to make it through the winter because more and more members of the family are losing their jobs. In other words, the social ills are tearing our lives apart, and that naturally is where our minds are. And we wonder what the answers are to our miseries. We want satisfaction, and we don't know where to find it. I have a solution, in case you're interested. And that's quite a claim, isn't it? But I do. The solution has been here all the time, in fact. It's lying as a buried treasure under dust between two covers, on coffee tables, in motel rooms, in bookshelves, under the TV sets, in all kinds of places, all over the country. The solution is found in the Bible. And one must desire learning to find it. It's Jesus Christ Himself who says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." What He's saying is, happy are those whose conceit has become poverty-stricken. They're not so much concerned anymore with satisfying their own selfish desires. He goes on, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." That is, a guy becomes happy only when he recognizes how little he is when he doesn't have God. Next, Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Meekness now is not weakness. Meekness is simply letting another take control. And then, much like Kung Fu's teacher, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." You've got to be hungry. You've got to be thirsty as much as you want air while under the water. Only then are you really going to be filled up. All the comfort and all the pleasure you can find, that stuff lasts only for a moment. When it's over, you're just as empty as before. You know, even the man who, well, so to speak, has everything, doesn't have it very long. It's only the guy who has God, really. He's the only one who's really filled up. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. When you get ready to take Jesus Christ seriously, remember that we're around, okay? And that we care. I have a Bible study course. It's called "For God So Loved You." It's a colorful one. It's shiny, it's interesting, it's non-denominational, and it's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.